would be speculation to say that hyperplasticity could account for savant-like characteristics in autism. But certainly, when we speak about mental retardation, we're relying on IQ testing, which really is developed to determine who's normal. And IQ tests are not very good at parsing out what's different about people who are in the sort of abnormal ends of the spectrum. So when we say that somebody has mental retardation, it may be that they're actually very good at some things and not so good at other things, and that it's not just one unified entity, IQ. And in fact, it seems unlikely that it's one unified entity. And that's where I think why a lot of people are so interested in savantism, because it really suggests that intelligence is a multifactorial trait. There are multiple components to it, and being really, really good at one might hamper your ability to be good at something else. And so I think the idea with savants is that they are very good at being able to remember specific facts and not so good at being able to see the big picture, if you will. And that may be because they're drawing too strong of connections, their plasticity is too strong for these details, and that prevents them from being able to make broader connections across brain regions. But this is just speculation. I really can't say for sure that that's what's going on, but it's an intriguing possibility.